Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Shout out to PDQ. Not a sponsor, I don't think. But how awesome are they? They found the perfect way to troll Popeyes in the coolest way also. So what they did, they figured Popeyes employees are busting their ass so hard this week with the return of the Popeyes chicken sandwich, and all the lunatics in the world are out there fighting and stabbing each other for it. PDQ, who also has an amazing chicken sandwich, by the way, or their honey fried chicken sandwich, they are offering all Popeyes employees a free chicken sandwich this week. So if you're a Popeyes employee, head on over to PDQ. They're showing you some chicken restaurant love. I thought that was amazing when I saw this article. I think it's so funny and so smart at the same time.
That's got to be the last thing you want to see, though, a chicken sandwich after you're serving those things up all day. Even if it's – because I used to work at a movie theater.
Right.
And popcorn,
the smell of it.
I love the smell of popcorn.
Right.
But when I was working there, I was like, ugh.
I know, dude.
I was associating it with work.
Yeah.
You know, a bad time. So I hated it for a long time.
It took me a long time after, because when I was a teenager, I worked at McDonald's from 14, 15, 16 years old. I think even longer than that. And it took me till like I was 20, probably 27, 28 years old to even be able to go through a drive-thru because the smell of it smelled like work. You know,
yeah.
I was like, oh, God,
yeah,
I don't want
such a bummer.
I don't want to think about that feeling. It just brings back feelings of like your feet hurting and like
yeah. All
that grease and food. And it wasn't a bad job. It's just, you know.
But it's work. I mean, once something becomes
hard work,
it becomes not.
It's a negative feeling.
Yeah, when you have to do it. It's like
when I hear a song that was like part of either one of my marriages, I go, oh God, I get mad because that song was a good song and now that
and
song
ruined,
is ruined.
Yeah.
I heard a damn stupid Eric Clapton song earlier.
Tears in Heaven?
No, it should have been. No.
Is it the Tears in Heaven one about a son dying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys had a moment with that song and she ruined it because it's a beautiful song.
That's your wedding song?
I would always sing that whenever I would pull out because, you know, millions of my sons were dying. Uh-huh. Anyway, but what? Is it too dirty for the radio?
No.
Oh, anyway.
Just imagining you having sex. I think that was what.
Whatever, dude. I'm a stud.
Okay.
I'm like a beanbag chair with a penis. Yeah, ladies. You want a comfortable bang? You come over here, ladies. No bones poking into you. Mm-mm, not this guy. I'm taken, by the way. Sorry, ladies. Off the market. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Anyway, so, yeah, I heard a song today, and I was like, oh, God. I remember singing that to my first wife. Gross. It's a good song.
What song is it? You didn't say.
Wonderful Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, I used to sing that with my band years ago. Yeah. So,
Great
song.
Wait, I'm singing it wrong. But yes,
you're
I know
close.
Which one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. But I was like, man, I heard it play and I go, oh, that brings back memories. Ugh, bad memories. Gross. Yeah, I don't like that at all. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. And now for a sad story, but the biggest story that I've
ugh,
seen.
It's awful.
All day.
Made me sick. I didn't even want to post this to the prep because I was
me
reading
neither.
The details and it was making me sick.
We don't have to dig into the details. We'll put the story up on the Johnny B Show page. That way, if you're not eating dinner and you want to read it, but it's the biggest story right now, and it's the Mormon murders is what I'm calling it. But basically, there is a compound, was a compound of Mormons in Mexico.
Still there.
I mean, it's still there, but
it's about 70 miles south of
Texas?
Douglas, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's right over the border, basically.
It's an offshoot of the Church of Jesus. The Church of Jesus of Latter-day Saints. Okay,
yeah.
I did say that right.
Yeah.
And I guess they were kind of outcasted in, I guess, the 1950s after, like, polygamy or polygyny was outlawed by the Mormon Church. So they left, and they now reside in a compound near the U.S.-Mexico border, but it's in Mexico.
Right.
And they call themselves Mormons and descendants of the former members of the Church of Jesus of Latter-day Saints.
These are the real Mormons. These are the ones
hardcore.
Have a bunch of wives and stuff. Sticking to the script.
Well,
the
they were
script.
a lot of them were found murdered by, I guess they're saying it's like a... It was a cartel. Yeah, cartel hit. Man, it's some scary stuff, man.
This is... Mitt Romney actually has family down in Mexico. I saw some... I think Vice went down there.
Yeah.
And, like, checked out their compounds. These people are, like... They're like Mexicans, but they like speak Spanish and everything, and I guess they speak English.
They've been
too.
There since the '50s.
Yeah, but they're like blonde-headed, blonde hair.
They're American descent,
and they got like machine guns and stuff, and they have this beautiful like compounds with like nice houses on them and stuff.
So they
it's
got
weird.
Money.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they have like a what's the people who live in Pennsylvania?
Amish?
Yeah. The Amish. They have like a community that they're just isolated in Mexico. So
how
weird.
Many would you say?
It's 1,000, it
like
says
hundreds.
Here. It says
hundreds?
With a population of less than 1,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
dual U.S. Mexican citizens. So
a lot of people.
Both citizens.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lot of damn people, though. How,
they keep banging, and each woman has like 17 kids.
Yeah. I gotcha. So. But they don't all live really close. I mean, how did the cartel get in and kill one family?
Well,
I guess
they were traveling. I'm not quite sure. Because I think they have family in Utah because obviously the origins are in Utah.
Right.
So I think they go back and forth across the border. I'm not quite sure where they were going, but they were on their way to the compound or from the compound. And they going through really dangerous territory.
Yeah.
And, the cartel ran into them and just devastated them.
Man,
so, yeah, they were attacked by the cartel, and they're not quite sure the motive. They think maybe it's because the cartel thought that they were a rival gang.
Could've
but
been.
They're not quite sure. The cartel, they're animals. They're disgusting.
Yeah.
That's where ISIS gets their tricks of the trade from. They learn from the Mexican cartel.
They're the scariest to me.
It's seriously so sick.
Like,
what
I think
they did
about
these
all
people.
These, like, rebel groups out in, like, Africa and even in South America and stuff like that, but after watching two seasons of Narcos and a lot of stuff on the cartel, I am more afraid of them than anything. They are crazy what they do to people. Like,
yeah.
I've heard of all the different techniques, like putting the tires over you where you can't move and then catching the tires on fire so you just burn it. It's the scariest crap ever, man. Like, you think of, like, ISIS. They chop your head off. That's pretty horrible. But, I mean, you'll
so
die pretty
cartel.
Fast.
So does the cartel.
Yeah, but the cartel does it worse. Like, they do. They
listen,
want to...
ISIS has burned people alive as well.
Oh, yeah. They do that.
I think I heard about them doing it
to a
Jordanian
pilot.
I saw the
pilot. Or journalist or something.
No,
I think pilot.
He crashed his plane.
And they put him in a cage and they burn him alive.
Sickos. I watched that video.
Yeah, I know.
I was so horrified by it. And I watched it on accident. Because I don't know if you remember this, but a few years ago on Facebook, people were posting beheadings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the,
have the manpower to.
To shut them down.
Yeah.
And people were posting them all willy-nilly. And I'd just be going through my timeline and I go, hey, what's going on here? Oh, God, he just got his goddamn head off.
No, I can't watch that.
There's actually jobs now, and I think they outsource it mostly to India, but there was some people that were doing it in the States. I think NPR did a story about this where these people would have to view, like if somebody reported something, these people would have to view, a human would have to view the video, and it was just horrific things that they would see, and a lot of them got PTSD.
Oh, my God.
Just from looking at these videos. You're seeing constantly people being, you know, burned alive, getting their heads, just the worst of human nature that's got
the pilot
on.
Being burned alive,
yeah.
It bothered me for a week.
It's awful.
Like, it was burned in my brain for a week. And I was like, what? And why did I have to see it? Because I was like, what is this? Is this a movie trailer? What is going on? And then when it happened, I was like, oh, my God. I didn't watch it to completion. You know, I didn't see the whole. But as soon as he started burning, I was like, oh, my God, I think this is real. And I turned it off.
I can't watch that stuff.
And then I saw a bunch of people posting, like, dude, I just saw the pilot burn up. And I was like, ah, God, that was real, dude. It was so sad. It was it was gross, man.
That's sick.
I saw an American journalist get beheaded on Facebook too, and I was like,
"Oh, that was
a big one."
That kid went to UCF too, didn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to like swing the machete
three
times.
I think it was in Iraq.
Yeah, it was somewhere over there.
He went to school at UCF.
Yeah.
And why was he over there?
He was a journalist.
He's a journalist.
And they just kidnapped him, and they wanted ransom or something like that. It was bad. It was really, really bad. But yeah, that's a big, big story. The Mormon murders. That's crazy, man. But, you know, it's like...
9 people are dead, 6 children, and 3 mothers.
Dude, I watch a lot of HGTV because I'm a fancy girl, right? And a lot of these shows on there are like house hunting in other countries, you know? And I see the ones in Mexico. They're like, oh, we're looking for a summer home in Mexico. Hi, we're the Johnsons from Ohio. We own a tire company, and we're looking for a summer home. And they're out house shopping in Mexico. And the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, you're going to get murdered, man. Like, I don't even want to get off the boat if I go on a cruise. And I know it sounds like a pussy thing.
Dude.
I know everybody just went to Cozumel. I don't care.
Dude, I live in San Diego. I was probably like less than an hour from the Mexican border. And when I went to college, my dad looked at me and he said, listen, he didn't say don't have sex. He didn't say don't do drugs. He didn't say don't drink. He didn't say any of that. He looked at me and said, don't you ever effing go to Mexico.
Right.
Because if you survive, you're not going to want to survive because you're going to have to face me.
Yeah, either way,
like,
you're in trouble.
You do not. He told me, he's like, do not put the family in jeopardy by going to Mexico. They're either going to murder you or kidnap you for ransom. We'll have to sell the house.
Yeah.
Everything will be ruined. So I still, to this day, have never set foot on Mexican soil.
Here's the thing. Tell me what is so good to risk your life.
People, you know, I would have friends that would just get tacos there for the afternoon. Like, they go to TJ and just have some fun, get some free, cheap
tacos
drinks.
Tacos in San Diego!
I understand that. I understand that. But, you know, it's like, oh, let's just go to Mexico for lunch and then come back over. I had friends that did that. And I had a lot of friends that got mugged, a lot of friends that had, their cars. If they see a U.S. license plate on your vehicle, they'll mug you. They'll rob you.
Not worth it. I was watching somebody put on Facebook the other day. It was like somebody set up, like, four cameras on this busy street corner in Brazil, and they're focusing in on like these five teenagers that were just robbing people, just aggressively robbing people. What they would do is they'd walk up behind a lady, grab her purse and run with it, and if she didn't let go of it, they'd punch her, knock her down. They would push dudes down, take their backpacks.
Yeah.
They were just robbing people like 100 an hour, and nothing is happening. Stay here.
Mexico, I hate to say it, but the whole country is totally effed.
Yeah.
Because like they're like, oh, the cartel's so terrible. Well, guess what? A lot of the police are working with the cartel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they're just as big of criminals as the cartel are.
Well,
there's really no relief.
No, asshole countries, that's how it is. When I was in Roatan, when I went on the Calta Cruise 11, or 5, I'm sorry, back in 2011.
Yeah.
We took a cab. And the guy said for $40 he'd take it. He'd show us the whole island. Mistake. I risked my family's life at the time. My second wife, Aunt Zane, was 11 years old. They took us to this little rural little neighborhood, this little village. And a guy was standing next to the car with a machine gun. And I went, "Oh my God!" And the guy goes, "I go, who's that?" And he goes, "That's the police." And I go, "Oh, well, then we're safe." He goes, "No, my friend, they're the bad people." And I'm like, get out of here. It was raining and muddy. It was the worst.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.